It was so quiet. Don't let me disturb you. Take that silence deeper. Stay in that, even if you are listening, talking, doing anything. That is meditation. You are always connected to that quiet place, that still place, inside. No, I'd like to welcome all the new people, not the old people. They know they are welcome, so only maybe some new people, they don't know that they are welcome yet, so then who knows what you are coming with. But what is the more important is what you are leaving. Huh? That is more important, what you are leaving. Huh? That you don't bring with you again. Who cares what you brought with you? Don't show it to me, please. Just leave everything. Throw it in the river. That is the safest because that takes it down the valley. Enough of introduction. No, I have to, because you wrote me some letters, I will answer them. Where's Aunt Christine? You wrote me a few times, Aunt Christine. Now it's about time that we see each other, no? Isn't it? Huh? Beloved, for I don't know how many times I started writing to you in my thoughts. I never met you, still. It is like I know you. You do know me, but you had forgotten you did know. I dreamt about you 3 times. In one dream, you gave me a piece of jewelry. And you said that as long as I wore it, it would be safe. I would be safe. And always find fellowship, friendship. You also took me around to many countries to show me that people who wore this jewelry were happy, in harmony, while those who didn't wear it looked depressed. That is the sannyasins, no? Some people have this magic jewelry. But everybody else looked depressed. Since then, I have been wearing your piece of jewelry. When I was around 9, 10 years old, I used to lie in bed crying while praying to God, asking him to take me home since I couldn't stand being here on earth anymore. It hurt too much. I asked him to fetch me while I was sleeping. This kept happening for a long time. Every morning I woke up in bed disappointed and sad, and eventually I turned my back both to him and to myself. I closed up. Since the childhood I always felt lonely and I never let anyone in. I had to be able to survive. That is, the more sensitive you are, the more difficult this world is. And this is the thing, then you feel out of place. Because in your heart, in your soul, there is a deep memory that of love, of being home, of rest, of peace. But you don't see that. You don't see that because everybody is lost. They have forgotten. So in this world, what is normal is to be lost. So the closer you are to that memory of being home, of peace, of reality, the more you feel like a stranger. You won't fit in. That's why they're teaching you to close up. It's easy for the machine, but it's difficult for human being. Now I know that I can choose differently, that I can open my heart again to love, open to whom I really am. Now I know that I was searching home to myself, but it's tough and I'm scared. My thoughts and my head are good at producing fear. It changes from feeling that I am in my heart and the warmth spreading through my body and closing up again because of fear. And often it happens quickly and brutally. Yeah, that is the old mechanism, but this you will get the knack of soon. The heart just have to find a place where it can start breathing again without being afraid. That is what we have here, a place where you can start becoming a human being again. You feel safe. How can you rest if you don't feel safe? It's impossible. How can you feel at home if you feel like an outsider? It's impossible. And even in your own home, for many people, you don't feel home. So this home has nothing to do with the material home, with your family home. No. And for people, the blood, the family, that is what goes the deepest. But that is very shallow. You have to go deeper to your spirit, to your heart. Then you find your family. That's what you have done now. Now you can relax again. It's so good news that you can almost not accept it. This good news will blow your mind. I'm here to blow your mind. Adios, amigo. Hasta la vista. On one side, I cannot believe I'm enjoying my own self so much. But at the same time, being afraid of losing what I have found, it feels so fragile. And as if it will burst and I will lose everything just by breathing too hard. That is how the mind is focusing on the fear or losing what you have found. If you have found something, and the more precious you find, and this is the most precious, then how can you lose it then? You only lose things if you don't take care of it. That's how you lose things. If something is so valuable, you're not losing it. That just depends on your awareness. If you give a kid even the most precious diamond, he has no consciousness, no awareness to take care of it. But if you give it to someone who knows about diamonds, do you think he will lose it? No, he won't lose it. It's like that. If you find something so precious, you take care of it then. That's what I mean with effortlessness. You find something that is better, you forget all the things that was important up to that moment. This is effortless. Now you have found something that is more valuable. That's what first I have to show you this precious, then I will remind you that it's real. So you don't go into your mind and lose it again. Because it's very easy. Especially in the beginning, it's very easy to lose it. There has been too much seriousness and I grew up way too early. I long to break out of this thought prison of the mind. I long to live, play and dance. I hope I'm brave enough to open up and let go of all things. At least I have started and it's impossible not to continue. From my heart, and Christine. You came to the right place, babe. Don't worry, okay? That was, you wrote to me before. No, already this has happened. But you are so ready, and it's good to accept it, because the mind is very tricky. No, you wrote, beloved Swaha, I had in a way accepted life as it was, that it was okay enough, and it had to be like that. But this, you should not be satisfied with just okay enough. No, you should be you should not be satisfied with just okay, lukewarm. You have to have it really far out. Don't play it safe. No, no, it's the time to be courageous now. But then something happened inside me just a year ago. I came in contact with something good, something new, something I hadn't felt in a long time. Maybe I hadn't felt it ever before. At the same time, a longing started vibrating, a longing that was already there. That is very true. It is there, but you need something for it to start vibrating. And it just got stronger and stronger. I started letting light into a room that had been closed off, forgotten about. I could feel warmth in this closed heart, and it changed as if it sometimes wanted to come out of the chest. That's how the heart, it would like to come out of the chest and take some big breaths because it's been closed in so long. You have to give it space to breathe. Some hearts, it's amazing how they can survive. It's so tight that how can a big heart, you have to give it more space. That's why many times it feels like at one start point of the journey, you feel heartache. like physical heartache, because the heart is not growing. You have to give it space because it's been very tight. You have to allow yourself to expand. But that will challenge all the old little contained you. No, you have to grow. No, during this beautiful retreat, it has become clear to me that I have been standing in my own way when it comes to letting love into my life, with thoughts about not being worthy, not good enough, and that love is something that lies outside of my reach. Everybody is standing in their own way, but that is how the society is made up. You don't see that because everybody is standing in their own way. But I have started to understand, to feel more and more that love is something that comes from the inside, that is already inside of me. At the same time as I'm feeling all these good things, it is also hard and difficult to face myself. Everything feels so incredibly fragile. And at the same time, I also want to be fragile and truthful, to go deeper, and to see what is beyond the next layer. I want to accept the fear also, because I experienced that it has made me stronger. Now I can finally meet you, beloved Swaha, and it feels like an answer to this longing, to this seeking. It is an answer to this, because no, you see that it's real, it's not a dream. Everybody is chasing dreams. But who wants dreams when you can have the real? Nobody has the real, that's why they're chasing dreams. You have to be ready to destroy the dreams and get the real. Dreams comes and goes, the real is always there. You say everything feels so incredibly fragile. It is fragile, the heart is very fragile. And that's why it is very difficult to open up the heart. All the hearts is closed because they have to be protected. That's how you think. You have to have a place where you can open the heart safely. You don't go to a heart surgeon if somebody is just never done anything like that. It's very fragile. You have to go to the right doctor. They always, in the East, they always call the Buddhas the doctor. And who wants to be fragile in this world? Nobody is interested in being soft, fragile, vulnerable. People are interested in being hard, tough, in control. That's what people are interested in. The real strength is those who can be fragile. That is the difference between a flower and a rock. Everybody, if there is any humanness in them, they like to smell the flower. anybody, they can lose themselves a little bit and just smell the flower. Then anybody look beautiful, no? They smell the flower. But who is smelling a rock? Must be an idiot who smells a rock. So that's how most people are, just like stones. They are hard. So how can you smell them? How can you kiss them then? Who wants to kiss a rock? It's very difficult. But a flower you want to smell. But people, they like the stones, no? And now in this world, they have painted stones so beautiful. Lipstick and everything is on the stone. You can kiss the stone, no? The flower doesn't need anything, no? You just, anybody, just even... Even Madonna and Brad Pitt, even they smell the flower, no? They lose themselves. Even Lady Gaga, maybe, go Gaga. Not in control anymore. They lose themselves. What to say about this flower? The flower of the heart is the most fragile. And it is incredibly fragile. You need the right soil to grow. And you say that, no, you finally met me and it feels like an answer to this longing. It is. And I'm very happy with the new flower. Flower is... I like flowers, I can't help. I would like to include some lines from a song I made for you after a dream. You make songs? You play also?
For my dog.
For your dog? Maybe. But that is to play it safe. That's how it is. You play it safe. You play for the dog, no? But maybe you didn't have anybody else. But now you will have other people.
I thought about saying that they wrote it in a poem, but that wouldn't be right. It was a song. So.
It was a song, yeah. And this is the lines. I feel the strength in your hand. You lead me through this fragile land. In gratefulness and love, Ann-Christine. Very nice, Ann-Christine. You are at the right time because that's why it's happening now. And it can happen very quickly. You say you have gone through that, all the things that people wanted, to have a good job, to earn money, to be in control, to be a good girl, to get married, get the house, get 3 kids, 2 cars, and 1 dog. Be very happy you have done it. Because even here, some people haven't done that. Some people are dreaming about this because it's so deep in you. Like that is going to make you happy. To get the kid, to get married, to get the dog, to get 2 cars, 4 cars. You have done it. And you have seen that it's futile. to be in control, to be a good girl, to get married, get a house, get 3 kids, 2 cars, 1 dog, to show the rest of the world I was doing good, even though I knew I wasn't. That's exactly what the whole world is doing. Showing that you are doing good, but you know deep inside that you are not. Everybody is just false. And it hurts to take off this mask. You need a safe place. You have to come to a certain maturity where you want to take it off. And it's very easy if the understanding is there. In fact, it drops by itself. To do what I thought others expected me to do. In my job, my parents, etc., etc. This is how it is, and it's very difficult to go beyond even that. And it's impossible to start on this journey before you have gone beyond that. And so many people are still a prisoner of that. What other people think, what they say, what they expect from you, what your parents, what the society expect from you. And you waste your whole life instead of looking at yourself. And that's why it's a very fragile when you start, but you know it's a different strength because it's real. And just one drop of the real can change the whole falseness. Because it's real. It doesn't matter how long it has been dark in a room. When the light comes, it's light. But you have to be ready. If not, maybe just open the door and then close it again. Open the door, close it again. Because you're not ready to have it open. You have to be worthy of it, no? And everybody is worthy, but you have to then let go of these old habits and mind. Look at this poem from Hafiz. We have not come here to take prisoners, but to surrender ever more deeply to freedom and joy. We have not come into this exquisite world to hold ourselves hostage from love. How did this happen that we held ourselves away from love? Something went wrong somewhere. And when you have seen that, don't dwell on the past. Be happy now that you see there's a different way. Run, my dear, run from anything that may not strengthen your precious budding wings. That is the only thing that I remind you of, that run, my dear, from anything that may not strengthen your precious budding wings. If you have seen what holds you back, then don't dwell on that. Run away from it. Be courageous. Run like hell, my dear, from anyone likely to put a sharp knife into the sacred, tender vision of your beautiful heart. If you had done that, it's very easy. And that's what your spirit, your heart wants you to do. But your mind is holding you back, and that's why you suffer. Even if you had the glimpse, then you're not strong enough, you're not courageous enough to run like hell from anyone likely to put a sharp knife into your sacred heart. You are still going with fools. You have to go with people who knows about the heart. If you're unconscious, then you are excused. Then you can go with anybody you don't know. Fools enjoy fools. But if you start waking up, then go with those who are awake. Only lovers understand love. Only lovers and where's Rocco? Dear Master, for a year now I've been feeling a big and strong pain in my heart. Every time I go deep inside myself, it is an unknown pain with no name. And when I try to stay with it, it seems to be endless, which makes it even more painful. Also, during the last year, I have had a couple of experiences with an unknown fear coming from the inside. It's like a spark coming from deep inside me. Since these feelings started happening, my meditations became less and less frequent. Instead, my ego has become stronger and more powerful. Until now, I haven't been able to face these feelings or to overcome them. I don't know how to go on. I feel I'm standing on the threshold, but I don't know how to proceed. Thank you, Rocco. It just shows, Roku, that your meditation is going deeper, becoming more real. Everyone has to face this fear. But you have fears, and then you have real fears. And this is from that real fear, from the ego of your whole mind, what happens if you lose yourself. But that is the whole point of going in, of coming home, of meditation, to be able to go beyond your mind. And what is your mind? It's just your idea about yourself, your ego. If that is gone, then what is there? That's what you are touching. Then there is fear. So this is the thing. Unknown fear. Yeah, it's totally unknown because it's not in the mind. That's why the mind freaks out. And then the only thing the mind, the ego can do is that the meditation became less deep and less frequent. Instead, my ego has become stronger and more powerful. You know, that is the two ways. Either one has to go through it to go deeper, or we have to retreat. Then the ego gets more stronger, because then the ego shows, I won. But you are here now, ain't you? You are here now. So now, any fear? No. Then what happened? If there is no fear, then what is there then? If you can put the name on what is there now, what is there then? What is that? Love. Very good. This is how it is. Either there is love or there is fear. Both cannot be there. If there is fear, no love. Fear is another name for the mind. No, the mind has no power. No, you're more in this energy, in my energy, in satsang. Then something else takes over. Then the mind, even the mind feels like, what am I doing here? I think I wait outside till you go out. Like a good dog. Then when he sees you, there's Rocco, he said, oh, can I come with you? You have to be alert, don't pick it up. I mean, you know that now, you know, love. When there is love, there is no fear. That's the magic of love. It takes away everything because love is real. Fear come and go. You have to change it. If the mind is there, then of course my love comes and love goes. As you go more and more steady, then love is there. Love is your nature. Or silence, or consciousness, or call it what you want. It reminds me of Osho. He talked about seven valleys. And that is a map, like the chakras from India, or the Taoist in China, or there have been so many maps. But the first valley is that of just sleep. No, like most people, they have no idea what is happening. They just go in sleep and work 9 to 4. No, that's the normal. Then they are safe. You can say anything. They belong to the masses. Then some of these, they start seeking, no? Reading some books, doing something, listening to something, seeing something, experience something. Then they want to go deeper. That is the second. The third, then everything starts crumbling, because now you know that the old is not real. That where you went before in your unconsciousness, in the sleep, is not real. And this seeking is not a hobby anymore. It's not a weekend thing. It becomes real. Then another problem starts, because now what are you going to do then? That's what you're facing. No, then everything is falling apart then. No, the new has to come. Because you know that the old didn't work. So you're stuck between the rock and the hard place. And Osho said that up to the third you can do without the master. After that, master is a must. Because that helps you to go beyond your mind. Only love, only trust will take you beyond that. Otherwise, your mind will always hold you back. You have to trust something, someone, more than you trust yourself. That cannot happen through the mind, only through the heart. The mind cannot understand these things. But love is much stronger. And why is a master needed? Because you need to leave all the old. That means you lose your identity of who you are. Then you need to trust something. You need somebody to hold your hand that this is okay. It's like in the chakras, it's like the fourth chakra, the heart. That is the three below and three above. The heart is most balancing. It's very human. Underneath belongs more to the animals. It's all the feeling, the anger, the emotions, the material. All that you have to be ready to leave to come into the heart. You have to be worthy to come into the temple of the heart. Then you become human. You become a man of the heart. Then you have to settle there. And when you get settled in the heart, then the energy rises higher to the fifth, sixth, seventh. That's another map. So this is how it is. This is what they call the dark night of the soul, not the Christian mystic. Because you are losing the all, you are losing your sense of your individuality, no? And then there is fear, because that's all what you know. And as soon, this is the price one has to pay, and as soon that is passed, then there is joy, then there is bliss, then there is peace. Like you have the small self and your real self. The small self is keeping you away from the real. When the small self goes, then the big self comes back, your real self. Of course, the small now has fear. Because the only thing it knows is this. And now something mysterious is happening. You're going deeper. You've been playing with yourself. You're going deeper in yourself with meditation. And this is different from person to person, how this happens. But it's good for the mind to understand also what is happening, because the mind has to also accept this is how it is. And you should be happy and face the fear. And in my own experience, the only thing is you have to have something higher, no? You have to have something higher. You cannot see the stars if you don't raise your head, no? Like that. The stars are up there. You have to look up. You have to have something higher. And this higher, this divine, is what people have lost. They don't have that wonder anymore. Everything is looking down to the rocks, to the dust. Suspicion, that is the way of the mind. Trust, love is the way of the heart. That it cannot happen before some you are at the place where you can feel the heart. The heart wants to take over again. And that is what's happening here. People having the courage to go beyond the mind. Then the heart, when you become established in the heart, that will show you the way. No, you're in between. Welcome on board. Should we take off? Huh? You ready to go out in the ocean? Toot toot. But this is also all this will settle here. Because you are not alone, and then you see what is happening around you first. Like Buddha said, the worst thing for a person who is trying to wake up, a sannyasin, a seeker, is to be with unconscious people. That is the worst. Because then you are just coming from there. And you will always be reminded of that. And you are not strong enough, so you will get pulled back. This happens all the time here. People are enlightened in satsang, and then they go back and they are not enlightened anymore. What happened? Because you have to be steady. So you have to be very clear and careful who and what you are doing, who you are with, more and more. Because that is what consciousness is demanding. All the mystics have said that you don't go with idiots if you're not an idiot. You go with the wise ones. That the wise ones, that is called satsang. And then no matter, because I have no technique, I have no teaching, but something happens. That is what is happening here. This is always how it is, like also called the Buddha field, no? Is happening by itself. It's nothing to do, it's just to be there. Then this fear, like it happened now, no fear is gone, love is there. No, you just have to be more and more settled in that. Because the old is waiting. This will always be tested when you go back. And that's why people, it depends, it's very individual, how long this will take. Because if people are still going in and out, and if they're not, then they can go on many, many years, the whole life. The more total you are, the quicker it is, no? But that, again, you cannot do it. It happens by itself. But this is how it is, this fear. But you see, this fear will go very easily. Because fear has nothing to do in satsang. Mind has nothing to do, so it's very quick. You have to put yourself in the places where is the right soil of love. Then flowers of love come. Otherwise, there's fear everywhere. Everybody is full of fear. You go wherever you go, then there is fear. So if you want flowers of fear, you go anywhere, no? Very few places is garden of love, have the right soil for love. So it depends what you're interested in. Any pain? No, I'm just checking because you said a big, strong pain in my heart. No? What happened? You see? Rocco, how are you doing? You got drunk now, You got drunk now. That's very good. Cheers. Now, in your form here, then you said how you got to know about this retreat in Swaha, and it was with Nero, and in one you saw this video with her when Swaha was speaking, and you say, my mind at first thought that this man was drunk. Then, while I was listening to him speaking, my mind began to fight against my heart, which was being filled of emotions, and saying to my mind that this man is drunk of truth. That's what the heart is saying, because only the heart can see. The mind only see this drunkenness, this unconscious drunkenness, but the heart, the soul, that can see a different drunkenness, and that's what is longing for that. And at the end of the video, my eyes were full of tears and my heart full of emotions I never seen before, a man being in the truth and sharing it with such a joy. No, you see now. Welcome to my pub. Just close your eyes. That is my problem now also, you know, I'm supposed to drive and everything. I think I need a driver. It's not very responsible to put me on the road. Who's in charge here? May everyone get drunk, drunk of consciousness, of silence, of love, of peace. Aum Shanti.